Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. I love Sabrina Jeffries. I don't know anybody who doesn't love Sabrina Jeffries, but, right? Who are those people? I don't know those people.
I hope you're right. I suspect you're not, but I hope you're right.
Oh, well, we'll just rally the troops and, you know, sign petition. Well, prove it. You want me to prove it? I'll prove it. Oh, you're so fun. So, Sabrina Jeffries, if you didn't figure that out, is on the show with me tonight, and welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I'm poking at SabrinaJeffries.com and having a very good time on that website. And you've got a new series coming out in just a week.
Yep, just a week, next Tuesday.
Yeah. And it's called The Art of Sinning. And it looks like you have a painter as your hero.
Uh-huh, an artist.
That is so
And awesome. He's an American, and it's in Regency, England.
Oh, how did you
it's not
to that?
I'm edging up into Victorian. I'm not too Victorian yet, but this last book was set in 1829. The one I'm writing right now, the second book in the series, is 1830. Mm-hmm. So I think they call that the Romantic Era.
Yes, yes, which is a great title, right? I would go with that.
Yeah.
I own that.
Live in the Romantic Era,
Do you find that people still are very, very particular about what a book is called, and they're watching those years and being very...
No,
you know?
I suspect most readers look at anything from... I mean, there are the readers who know their history very well,
mm-hmm.
but most readers are looking for at Georgian to Victorian as kind of England in the 1800s, even though the Georgian is not that. They just have a view of a certain in the olden days. It depends on the readers you talk to, of course. There are some very, very savvy readers, and they know the distinction, and they prefer certain eras. But then there are more kinds of historical readers than people realize. There are the people who really love the history, and they know the periods, and they know the costumes, and they know all that, and they want it correct. And then there are people who are reading historicals because they want to see kidnappings and alpha guys and pretty dresses, and there's that group. And then there's the group that says, as long as it's got hot sex and it's in the past, that's all I care about. There's six different groups of people, who read historicals at least. And people talk as if all of them are reading, every one of them is looking at the history, or every one of them doesn't care about the history. That's not true in either case. It depends on the person. So you have to pick the market you're really aiming for and, you have to write what makes you comfortable. And what makes me comfortable is getting the details of the settings right and the era right, but I think my language is a little more modern sometimes, and my feeling is there were so many women in the past who followed the rules. I want to focus on the ones who didn't, and there were enough of them to do that. There are women all the time who had, really... Mm-hmm. interesting, different lives, I think is it Lady Stanhope who went to Egypt and traveled all over and
trouble, actually. Yes.
And then, the more I dig, the more I find, it's just amazing to me. There was a lady who designed pottery for what's the name of that China company? Of course, I went off on something and I don't remember.
That's okay.
But,
are we talking about Wedgwood, or are we talking about
Wedgwood? Yeah.
Yeah.
I did start with the W, but I kept wanting to say Worcester. Clearly, I just ate something. But anyway, which is Worcester, actually. But anyway, Yeah, I, you know, a woman who designed for them, I believe she was a lady, if I remember right, and I stumbled across her, and she had all these designs. She
yeah.
had this brief period where she designed, you know, pottery for Wedgwood.
That's a common misconception, isn't it, that if it's historically accurate, then the woman would have to be completely retiring and submissive.
Right,
and
right. That is the misconception.
And it's like, no, we've never changed. We've just changed fashion or, you know, the setting. But
well,
but
I mean, we have changed in that we can be more blatant about it. Yes. But we had
the
to, women had to be subtle. But then there were women who were really, you know, out there. You know, I just love stumbling across these women in history. I saw Mysteries of the Museum, which I watched because it has all this great historical stuff in it. And it was either Mysteries of the Museum or Mysteries of the Hotel. And they were talking about a guy who was a big driver on the stagecoach and all of this. And he was known as the fastest whip in the West and da-da-da. And when he died, they discovered he was a woman. And he had been a big drinker. She had been a big drinker and smoker and cussed like a blue streak. And
wow.
when they at first, nobody believed it. It was like, what? He couldn't have been a, what do you mean he was
They're
a
like,
woman?
What?
You know?
Bob was a girl?
Yeah. That happened, actually, more than once. There was a very famous Navy doctor who lived her whole life as a man and could have never gone to medical school or any of that, but as a man was very respected.
Wow.
I love those stories. I root out those, and then they inspire me to do things. So we're not as off the mark when we talk about women dressing as men, and everybody's like, oh, that's so unbelievable. It's like, yeah, well, you tell all those women who did it how unbelievable.
Right? But the kickback is very firm. Like, how did, you know, that never happened. You're like, yes, they're good.
Yeah, nobody would ever do that.
I toned it down. I mean, you have to tell them, hey, I actually toned it down.
I know, really.
But the research is fun. It's like the rabbit hole, though. I start digging, and the next thing I know, I'm having a lot of fun. But, boy, where did my week go?
I know. I have that problem, too. I mean, last week I spent 3 days doing research on trying to find a pleasure garden that fit all my criteria. I will say, though, I got a reward for it. I tried to find, and this goes along with what we've been talking about,
mm-hmm.
I kept trying to find this pleasure garden that suited what, and I didn't want to do voxel. Everybody does voxel. So
right.
I wanted to do, you know, something else, and I wanted a real one, and then I'm like, I'm just going to make one up, but for some reason that didn't sit well with me, and da-da-da, because I've done that before. But, you know,
right.
I didn't want to do that, and I'm looking at all this stuff, and I stumble across this woman who I have never heard of, and I want to know why I've never heard of her. Her name was Madame Vestris.
Huh.
And she managed theaters in London she was an actress. She was very famous in her day as an actress and a singer and a dancer and everything.
Right.
And she and another actress, Maria Foote, went in together and rented the Olympic Theater and ran it very successfully for 5 years, and then went on to manage a bunch of other theaters. She is the first female manager in the theater. And it just so happened that she rented that theater in the year my book is set. And I was like, okay, that's it. They're going to see the opening of that theater. That's it. I got it. I got it. Forget the pleasure cards. I got this.
Her. I
had never heard of her. And I majored, when I was in grad school, my two fields were modern British literature, early 20th century British literature,
mm-hmm.
and dramatic literature. And I studied all this stuff about theaters and all of that. Had I ever heard of her? No, never heard of her.
No,
we all
and
know
that is very male-dominated, the management and all.
I know.
That was
I know. It's amazing. I looked at it, she's just fascinating, and she was well respected, and the people who tried to gossip about her and really bring her down were shouted down by all her supporters because
wow.
She was so classy and, you know.
Oh, what a find. Isn't that,
I
mean,
know.
It, isn't that like the silent, the that's the eureka, I mean, I guess
oh, yeah.
I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah. I was like, okay, that made all those 3-4 days of work, research work, because that is so going to be cool. And finally, somebody's going to notice her because I'm going to make them notice her. I don't put a lot of real characters in my books, but once in a while I put my restoration book that came out earlier this year that was one of my Deborah Martins, one of the very, very first female playwrights in England. Of course, these are all in England. There were women in other
right.
countries and everything, but this is all in England because that's what I write in. One of the very first playwrights was Aphra Behn, who was also a female spy for Charles II.
Oh.
And what else did she do? Oh, she wrote a novel. She was just an amazing woman.
Oh, my
and,
God.
You know, so I was like, okay, that's it. She's a character. So she was a character in one of my books, and I don't know if, you know, most people have ever even heard of her. I didn't hear of her till grad school, and that was only because I'm not even sure how I came across her in grad school because
wow.
we didn't study plays or anything. Now they're starting to study her plays and stuff, but, you
wow.
know, now we're starting to study some of these women that nobody paid any attention to. But, it yeah, very,
oh.
very exciting. I was all excited about that. And, you know, it just, I'm not trying to give anybody a dry history lesson or anything.
No, no.
But I want them to in, you know, when I watch Mysteries of the Museum,
uh-huh.
I am completely enthralled by the stories because they always tell it as a story. They make it very dramatic, and they've got fairly decent writers. They're a little over the top sometimes for me, but they, you know, they will tell this story. I mean, and that's what I want to do. Along with the romance, I want to have a hot romance, and I want to have,
mm-hmm.
you know, fun banter and all that, but I also want to have this little mooring in history that people can go,
but it
oh,
grounds
that
it. Don't you think that grounds
yeah.
it so beautifully?
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with saying, I mean, for me, that's such a wonderful sensation to know that you've uncovered that gem, that you've gotten it in, and woven it into the story
yeah,
seamlessly.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you've shoved it
right,
out or
right.
something, you know. But
it's not like
are,
I went and said, okay, I really need a public event, but instead I'm going to have them in a barn somewhere. You know,
no.
I didn't go, oh, wait, this would work even though it's completely not related to my story, so I'll put it in. I was looking for something along those lines, a big production of some kind that would have
right.
a lot of, I, you know, I had a lot of requirements. I needed this to happen, and I needed that to happen. I need this because I'm a plotter. I'm not a pantser. So I know
that the pantsers out there swear that this is how they work, but I really don't think that exists. I mean, on some level, you're plotting. I don't believe it would ever just magically come together, but oh my gosh, we have like a minute.
I'm sorry, you wind me up and start me talking and I will talk forever.
Well, you know, I love, well, this is the place to do that. Let me just clarify. I believe you're in the right room, Ms. Jeffries. But it is always fun to talk to you, and I just am so fascinated, and you're so generous to talk about your process and what you're doing. And everybody, please, July 21st comes The Art of Sinning, is out,
yes.
The first Sinful Suitors book. Pick it up, pre-order it now. Get out there, people, get out there. And thank you so much. So
thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. All right, good night, everybody, and listen, I hope you're having a good summer out there, our dear listeners, and we will see you next Tuesday for more of the Romance Bookmark. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.